see, this is my take on it. Get you a dime, not a duck. Because, you know, me personally, I only allow swans in my pond because them ducks muddy my water. Now, you know what? I don't knock big women because there's some women that just can't help it. You know what I'm saying? They try to lose, but they need to back up from that table. No. You know, look, coach, I'm going to tell you like this. I mean, come on, I guess standards. I'm not knocking the big women who weigh 300 pounds, but me personally, I wouldn't even store that much meat in my freezer. Come on, man.
with rolls of fat and goo and gristle coming up.
2 pounds of fun.
Got a chick, you know, you ended up on an island, you can eat off of her for years.
That's not sexy, ladies. You know, she got to lay on the bed. Look, she got to lay on the bed to zip her pants up. Come on, man. Big women, they get smart and sexy with it. I'm not. Look, they say things like, I'm not fat, I'm big bone. But let me ask y'all something. How many of y'all ever seen a fat skeleton? Your bones ain't big, you fat. How many of y'all ever seen a fat skeleton? Be honest. When you go take an x-ray, you fat? But you be
all his radio.
Now I see what the fuck's in front of me, and I don't pretend it's something else. I was fucking her, and now I'm gonna fuck you if you don't piss me off or open your yap at the wrong fucking time. The only time you're supposed to open your yap is so I could put my fucking prick in it. Otherwise, you shut the fuck up. Now, hold on to that. Huh? You don't linger on about it. You don't fucking go around weeping about it. And you don't behave like a kid with a sore fucking thumb. You know, look, go sucking it. No, my poor fucking thumb. I mean, you gotta behave like a grown fucking man. You understand?
Yeah.
Fuck off, huh? Give me that. You suck my dick and shut the fuck up, huh?
Yeah!
Yeah! The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Alpha Syndicate Dating Radio Show, live from the Planet Man, with your host, Steve, Dean Williams, and the Freak of the Week, the Month, the Year, my boy, Rhyme Saboteur. This show teaches 100% natural game, no pickup lines or tactics to memorize. This show isn't about building a good disguise, it's about developing the courage to take the disguise off and becoming a real man. The training sessions that we offer are an ongoing process for every phase of your life, from building yourself up all the way through marriage. This dating show isn't just for single guys. It's for every man, single, married, engaged, or involved. Ultimately, you will learn a man's value isn't placed in his possessions. It's placed in the man himself. It's game time.
Another Thursday here. My boy Rhyme is missing in action, but for all you guys out there, we got a good 30-minute conversation with Rhyme, and he's about to get his foot in the swinging door with a woman, and we will make sure we put that out there sometime today or tomorrow. Now, I just want to let everybody know we might not have a Thursday show next week. I got to check on that. I'll be out of town. I'll be in Florida, so I'll be gone for the whole week, so I don't know what's what. But just stay tuned. All you guys can go to www.themanmindset.com and listen to this live, or you can call in at 347-838-8420. That is 347-838-8420. You know how it is. 2-hour show, taking the wife to dinner. You know how it goes. Outside of that, you know, she runs a show on our network, Gumbo Cafe, the First Lady. We'll call her the First Lady. Shawnee, how you doing, girl?
Hold on just a second. I'm doing all right. I'm eating a hamburger.
Ain't this a big girl?
Good.
Stop that shit. Oh, that man. She laid. That's what we love about her. She keep it real. She keep it 100. But guys, gals, everybody in between. Like I say, call into the show. We love to hear from you. As always, you know I got to say hi to all the cast members that's rolling with us. You know, we call it, quote-unquote, our panel. First off, I want to say hi to your boy, Steven, you know.
Thank you, Steven. You're welcome,
how you
Calvin.
All right, absolutely. Also, I want to talk to say hi to Mr. Breaker.
Mr. Breaker, today, my yes. name is Mr. Breaker, the greasy
absolutely.
Watch shister, peasant thingy, gamure, Greek bastard.
Slow the fuck down. Also, without further ado, my mom, how you doing, mom? Because without her, I wouldn't be.
Damn.
Oh, Florida, and also Leo, the motherfucking lion. Yes. Now, guys, I want to call in and triple remember, number is 347-838-8420. On today's show, we're going to try to kind of split this up in two different halves. Today, we're going to talk about the truth about women, and then maybe we can probably go into the other half, the truth about single moms. So that is what we want to cover, and I want to talk about that. A very, very interesting show here. And before I get it going, Shawna, you done eating that hamburger over there?
Nah, nigga, this is good. You know, big girls like to eat. We big dogs.
Oh, see there you go. You hear that first clip, there you go. Wanna go ahead and grab a hamburger and shit. Anyway, the way I wanna start this off and I wanna let you know is that one thing that I learned from my mentor when I was young in my early teens, seeing him pick up women, seeing him go through women like a hot knife through butter, and learning from him. Before I tell you that, guys, also on the website, themanmindset.com, we have the new product that's going to come out soon. There's a one-hour type thing that we did on that product, so check that out. We'll be talking about that later on. But anyway, getting back to my mentor, he told me something about women, and, you know, I know a lot of you guys think that women are – I don't know. What is it, Shawna? They think women are sugar and spice and everything nice. What is it?
Yeah, they think they're golden and sugar and spice and sweet and all of that other stuff. Yeah. But there's another half to it that they don't see.
Right. You're absolutely right. There is another half to it they don't see, and that's the kind of thing that we want to talk about. One thing that my teacher taught me when I was young, and I want to kind of talk about this to you guys. I know a lot of you guys think I'm really hard, I'm really tough on women, but when you have a no-tolerance type attitude towards women, you can really see them for what they are. And it is really and truly amazing to some of the things that you see. But I want y'all to write this down if you can, and I will repeat it several times. But one thing that my mentor showed me, and he specifically said something like this. He said, all music is different, but the notes are the same. Learn the notes, understand the music. And he also said, most guys are just looking for what could be and not what is when it comes to women. They're just looking at the music. They're not taking the time to go deeper in and seeing the notes. And what I mean by music and the way I was taught is that all women, he broke it down, are like music. All women are like music. And what I mean music, you have your R&B women, your country women, your alternative country woman, your alternative dance, alternative metal. You've got punk women. You've got classical women. You've got goth metal women. You've got a house techno women. You name it: jazz women, soul women, R&B women, bluegrass women, the blues. I mean, you have hip hop women, rap women. You have different types of women. But one thing that they all have in common are the notes. It is the notes that always stay the same with each and every woman. Every woman is going to come in different sizes, shapes, colors, everything. But guess what? They have something that all of them have. And this is what I want to talk to you guys about, are the notes when it comes to women. Most guys are looking at the outer remedy of a woman. They're looking at the you know, you see a complete stranger. She looks good. She looks beautiful. Long hair, short hair, pretty eyes, nice lips, nice breasts, nice ass, flat stomach, big stomach, whatever it is, whatever you like. But you look at her, and you automatically in your head tell yourselves that, you know what? I can't get this woman. She's too pretty. She's too this. I'm not that. There's no way I can do it. Look at her. She would never want a guy like me. If I walk up to her, what is she going to say? Is she going to shoot me down? Is she going to laugh at me? Is she going to, what is she going to do? And what my mentor showed me, when people think that way, they are only looking at the music for what it is. They're only seeing what they think this is as far as it goes. And women work very hard, guys, for you to see only the music and not the notes. Because if you ever were smart enough to look at the notes, you will then understand how the music is, and then you will be able to decipher it and break it down to its lowest denominator and have more control over that music. And the thing is, always remember, the music will always be the music. It's depending on who gets hold of that music. Because for me, I don't know how to play a horn. I'll get on the goddamn horn and I'll just, shit sounds like crap. You put a nice music, a blues type musician or someone that can play the horns, it'll make it sound like a beautiful note. But the thing is, guys, is that they work very hard. I've always said women are the greatest, they are greater than magicians, great illusionists. They put on this illusion. And this illusion that they have covers up everything. It's the thing that creates the music that covers up the notes. And the notes, and what I mean by the notes, are the insecurities that they have. The things they don't want you to know, the things they don't want you to see, they cover it up and make themselves look like, you know what? There's some badass music. She's a beautiful woman. That's all you see. That's all I want them to see. I want them to see the beauty. I want them to see my smile, my hair. I want them to get the compliments. You know, I was talking about it yesterday on the show I was on. It was amazing that there was a woman, Shawnee, that just, it was amazing. She jumped on Facebook. And she posted a picture of herself and said, like me. And guess how many likes she got? Just off the picture alone.
A couple of thousand.
Yes, like 5,000, over 5,000 hits. Likes.
Wow.
From guys. Then when you click on the comment, oh, you saw, oh, you're beautiful, oh, you're sexy, oh, you're this, you're that, oh, add me, like me, Skype me, please, just let me talk to you, blah, 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 all that. But what I saw was the note. Because when you get these second, it's like a third eye. I always call it a third eye. Like I say, it's always good to have a third eye, whether it's your boys or yourself, to kind of look outside of the situation and see the women for what they truly are. And that are the most insecure women out there that need and crave attention like it is air. And all you males are doing out there is doing just that. You are feeding into the monster. She works hours to get her hair fixed. Why? Because she wants you to compliment her so she feels good about herself. Because why? Because guys like us can see the notes. And it's guys like us that can check them at the door. It's guys like us that can see through all the clumped and gooped on makeup and shit that's covering their blemishes, all that shit. We can see it all. And Shawnee, I watched a show that you even showed me, and it's amazing how these women are stuck in this lie, this fairy tale. It's a fairy tale bubble, guys, and And I want to, I'll throw this to Shawnee real quick. This is what I want to say about this fairy tale bow. And I want to say this about you guys out there. Because Shawnee, I told you, and if y'all heard the interview I had with her, we were talking and chopping it up. I'm going to tell you guys, 98% of the women that you get, whether she's good looking or not, she will never be happy with who they're with. Period. Because what you guys do, because you only look at the music and don't look at the notes, what you do is you sign the contract without reading the fine print. You automatically think, she's beautiful. You know what? I'm in love. Her beauty alone is going to bring me happiness. No drama. Nothing. She's beautiful. But on the other hand, these women, Shawnee, they use that beauty, and it's like a Mona Lisa, the way they use their looks and their body to deceive these young men. What you got on that, Shawnee?
Yeah, we're like praying mantis. We're like black widows. You guys don't even see the things that are going through our mind before we even wake up in the day. We already have planned what we're going to do with you guys. We already know what outfit to wear to accentuate certain parts of our body so that we can get the attention. We already had our hair done like Steve said. Couple of hours, you know, some females, they don't even sleep on the pillow because they want to continue this illusion and allow you guys to follow. Females sleep with their head up so they wouldn't mess up their hair.
They won't even mess up their hair. Yeah. And the guys don't even know that. And not only that, every day since they have been young, they have been told that they're beautiful, sugar and spice and everything nice. You're perfect and you're this and that. Until one day, they start to figure something out, just like most babies. Well, if I cry, I'll get the bottle. Because that's the reaction. If I cry and start to yell, maybe even if I'm not hungry, I'm just going to test the waters. Let me cry. Hey, guess what? Mom runs everything. Oh, my God, let me feed it. Give me over the bottle. Okay. So now, I'm starting to figure this out here. Now, let me see. So if I cry, I can get these adults to stop what they're doing and come over there and give me attention. Mm-hmm. So as they get a little bit older, and they don't even realize the potential of their power that they have, but they start to notice it without even realizing what's going on because they see, wow, mommy's over here yelling at daddy. Mommy's over here cussing these guys out. And what is the reward that she gets? The guy is saying he's sorry. He's apologizing. He's bringing her flowers. He's bringing her gifts. He's taking her out to dinner. And all mommy's doing is demanding things. Wow, that's pretty cool. But okay, la-da-da-da-da, keep moving around. Now, while you guys are out there playing with your G.I. Joe, well, again, I'm kind of old, so, I mean, y'all not really playing with your G.I. Joes and stuff like that. Y'all probably playing your video games and all that other stuff right now. Six, seven, eight, around that time when y'all are playing the games and stuff. That's what the girls are doing. They get their first little magazine in their hand that 21 ways to make him like you, 25 ways to wear this makeup, 15 ways and dresses and all this other stuff. They start to read. They start to cut. Now, we on the other hand, we looking at video games, sports, wrestling, cartoon. We're eating cereal, doing our guy stuff. But then they start to realize, okay, these are little tactics. Until they get old enough where they start to say, wait a second here. Valentine's Day, Christmas Day rolls around, and all of a sudden, these boys, mom, for some reason, want to buy me gifts. These boys, for some reason, want to give me Valentine's. Because the one thing we used to do when we were small, we used to take the our Valentine's Day, and we were like in the we were kids. Man, fuck y'all, this kind of old. We'd get those little brown paper bags, and we'll all like kind of tape them up against the chalkboard. And everybody get up and drop a Valentine Day in. But if you were special, you get balloons or flowers or something. If you were special, you get something. And what she realizes is something's like, What did I do? I didn't do anything, and yet this guy is buying me stuff. And then somewhere along the way, the evil ones get hold of this young girl and say, you know what? The cuter you look, the more power you will have. Why? Because these males only read the music. They don't read the notes. We all know we're a bunch of insecure-ass women, and we're going to cover these things. We all know that, you know, where we're unwanted. We all know that we're unloved. We all know we're unlovable. We all know that we're unacceptable. We know that we're unimportant. We know that we're unattractive, and we definitely know that we're unworthy. We know all these things, but guess what? As long as you cover that shit up, they'll never catch it. They'll never see it. You can dress you up, and the way they won't see it is because they'll be so focused on your body that they won't even look to your mind. They won't do that. They'll focus on your body. So it's okay to be unacceptable and unappointment and unloved and unwanted and want unavailable men and do all these things, because these males will always just look at the music and the body, and that's it. But beware. There is this 1%, because, you know, we did say 98%. I take that 1% for the gay people out there. And then there's guys like us. Be careful. Because there's some guys out there that will look beyond our looks, our makeup, our fake hair, our fake eyes, our fake nails, our fake smile, just living this fake life. They will cut through us like a hot knife through butter and find out the truth about us. About how we all feel unwanted. Now, Shawnee, the words I'm saying, am I wrong here? Please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to say the words, say yes or no if I'm wrong. A lot of women feel unwanted.
Yes.
A lot of women feel unloved.
Yes.
A lot of women feel unlovable.
Yes.
A lot of women feel unacceptable.
Yes.
A lot of women feel unimportant.
Yes.
A lot of women feel unattractive.
Hell yes.
And a lot of women feel unworthy.
Double hell yes.
And it is all, hey, it stays there like a cancer, or this never goes away. I mean, it may be dormant, but it will always remain there. But sometimes a little bit of makeup, a little bit of tight clothes, what have you, can cover these things up, because the guys aren't looking for the true you. See, we are all about the truth. And some of these women will take these things and they would try to flip around. I'll get the big house. I don't need a man. I'll get the car. I'll get the job. I'll get all the degrees. I'll get all these things. I'll get all these things to just try to silence those notes. I'll get all these things, and I'm going to sit around and pump my chest and beat my chest and say, I'm an important woman, I am strong, and I this, and I don't need that, and I don't need this, I don't need a man, I don't need anything, I'm a strong woman. But knowing deep, deep, deep inside, Shawnee, they feel unwanted, unloved, unlovable, unacceptable, unimportant, unattractive, and unworthy. They feel that. They know if I could just put up a strong front, nobody's going to take the time to look at the back.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to. Because the males are not reading the notes. They're only looking at the music. They're seeing you for what you are. You can make, and again, don't get me wrong, makeup is one of the greatest tricks that has ever been created. Makeup. Because what makeup does is that feeling unattractive, oh, guess what it does? the little blemish or that little zit or that bump or that mark on her face, guess what? She gets to cover it up and lie to you and say, this is not the true me. Now that, you know, if her hair is as short as mine, she gets to put on a lot of other hair and look like her hair is long all the way down to her waist if she wants to do that. She wants to, she can wear different eye contacts. She wants to, she can wear tighter clothes to make her butt hang out a little bit more, look a little more voluptuous. She can do surgery to slow the youth down and then push her bra up. She can do all these things. And yet, she knows that she ain't shit on the inside. She knows this. Hey, Shawnee, do you think she's just going to walk up to a random guy and say, I ain't shit, bitch. I ain't shit. You know, I ain't shit. Yeah, hey, yeah. Look at me. I'm unloved, I'm worthy, I'm very insecure, I'm needy, I got issues. Hey, she ain't going to say that, is she?
No, not at all.
She's
going to
hide all that shit behind that smile, isn't she, Shawnee?
Of course.
And that is what they do, guys. And I'm not knocking, let's just be honest and real about these women. And what a lot of you guys do, and if you don't believe me, guys, you don't believe me, I said last night, if you listen to me, turn your TV on. Turn your TV on and guess what you see. Cover up blemishes. Cover up the crow's feet. Look younger. Look younger. Look like you lost take 2 or 3 pounds off your waist. Stop the chafing. Look younger, look beautiful, look dazzling. And what you guys do all the time is the answers are right in your face, but you choose not to look at them for what they are. We already know that women are the greatest consumer. Why? Because they're always trying to fight the one thing they know they can't beat, and that's Father Time. They know Father Time is always nipping on their ass. Always. You hear that clock? They are doing everything they can to slow time down the best way they can. And it's so funny, guys, that there was one time y'all looked at Pamela Anderson back in the 90s. Y'all thought she was hot. And then, like, what was it, late 80s, late 70s, 80s, Bo Derek, they called her a perfect 10 and all this other stuff. Who knows? But the thing is that sooner or later, guys, you can't beat Father Time. Father Time knows what we know, and we know one thing, that you know what? When they hit a certain age, when they reach that peak point, what goes up has to come down, and that's when the metabolism starts to slow down a little bit. That's when the crow's feet starts to come in and the little wrinkles start to come in. You know, because remember, the music, all this time they've been living behind this musical lie of beauty, caking on makeup, suntanning, doing everything they can to attract you to be their bitch. Everything they possibly can do. And when I mean be their bitch, sure, they want the wedding. They're looking for you to marry them. They're looking for you to have kids by them. They're looking for you to take care of them. They're looking for you to kiss their ass and bend over and apologize and say sorry. They're looking for all you guys for that shit. One day, eggs start to dry up a little bit. Metabolism starts to slow down. They can't. They get up and their knee hurts a little bit, a little pain, and they realize that, you know what? There's these up-and-coming 18, 19-year-old chicks that's nothing but competition. Competition's always on their ass. Competition's always on their back. And they scratch their head. They try to figure out why, but they don't know why. They don't understand why. But we understand. Why? Because, like I told you before, we read the notes. One thing we want, and the reason why we are so successful is that we don't use their weaknesses to make them feel so bad they have to be with us, we let them know that we know. And as long as they know we know, then they can't act the way they act, like they do around you. When they get disrespectful with you, you apologize. When they get disrespectful with us, we leave. We become one of the things, like I told you before, that I mentioned, the unattainable male. We become the thing that they cannot understand. See, what they can't figure out is that, wait a second, I've got, out of 10 guys, okay, I've got 9 guys willing to take me around the world, willing to buy me clothes, pay my bills, go to the Great Forest in San Francisco or California, chop down one of those big red cherry trees or red big oak trees. I've got the big,
wow,
those big trees go. And make
redwood.
A redwood. Thank you. It's been a while. Get to go to the redwood, knock that tree down, build a temple for her, and roll fruit at her feet. She knows. Matter of fact, she knows 8 of you will do that. She knows one of you don't care because you like guys. She knows that. Out of 10, 8 of you will do that. The 9th guy won't do that because he's shit. He's fruity. So he's like her little brother, you know, her little girlfriend, excuse me, her little girlfriend and shit, you know. Yeah, like, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about.
They call me sissy, but I'm not a sissy. I'm not. Why do they call me sissy?
Because you are a bitch. Anyway, so, then there's that 10th guy. There's that unattainable male. And what makes him unattainable? Because he sees her for what she is, and she's not about shit. Why does he say she ain't about shit? Because, guys, let me tell you something. As a man, it kills me to see you do circus tricks for these goddamn women. But the reason we say these women ain't about shit is because they know what they're doing is fucked up. Let me tell you something. They know what they're doing is fucked up. Okay, guys? They know. They know. And again, don't get me wrong. Hey, Shawnee, what was it, like the first, second, or third time you felt a little guilty? I shouldn't be taking free meals from this guy. I shouldn't be taking gifts from this guy. I kind of feel bad. But wait a second. And Shawnee, like women, I understand. Look, if they're gonna give it to you for free, I'm like, hey, you should take it. But you know you're doing wrong because you're lying to the guy that is doing it, and that's why you ain't shit. That is why you're not shit. Because damn near every day, what y'all motherfucking women do. And we're the 10th guy. We see it. We see what you do. We know, look, we know that we're not the only guys you're talking to. You might think that we the only guys because you're good at making males feel like they're the only guy in the world. When you're talking to him, he feels like you're the only one talking to him. Knowing while you're talking to him, you're emailing somebody else, you're texting somebody else, you're Facebooking another guy, trying to figure out what guy's going to take you to what restaurant, what guy's going to feed you, who's going to pay your bills, who's going to take you out, who's going to make you feel good. You're trying to figure out all those 8 guys. Each one of those guys are trying to play a role in your life, and you know it. And that's, guys, that's why I say a lot of these women ain't shit. Because they know. Shawnee, y'all know, right?
Yeah, we know. And you know, you were mentioning that we feel guilty around the first, the second, the third time. That's not true for some females. Myself, I probably felt guilty the first time, but thereafter it was like, oh, I could take this fool all the way if I want to. And,
yeah.
And it wouldn't faze me.
Yeah, right. I would give them a little leeway. But again, that's the first thing about it. Think about, guys, think about this. Think about all you have to do is sit there and cover up your blemishes, push your breast up a little higher, tighten where it was so size a little bit tighter, and just off of that alone, you're going to get drinks, dinners, gifts, bills paid. I mean, it's Christmas every day for you. And all you got to do is sit there and smile and bat your eyes and maybe rub his back or give him a hug. That's all you got to do.
Steve, it's Christmas every day, and like you said, there's about 8 dudes that'll do it. So
yes.
You have 8 guys paying for everything that you want to be paid. She really doesn't have to work if she doesn't want to.
If she doesn't have, no, she doesn't at all. She doesn't at all, at all, at all, at all. And what's even worse is then the internet hits, and this is really why a lot of these women ain't shit. She knows that there are guys that really like her and guys that are interested in her, right? She knows that, okay? And what's so fucked up about it is that she gets all these guys on her friends list just to make her feel good about herself. To individually make these guys think that they have a shot. And that's what makes them, they ain't about shit. Because all they do is toy with these males' emotions. Now, please understand, as a man, I don't give a fuck what they do. Matter of fact, we love the fact that they're doing that shit. Because if you allow them to do it, I think they should do it more. Matter of fact, I get mad at you ladies because 719, if you want to come in and press 1, I get mad at you ladies, because y'all not doing enough. Y'all not making these guys suffer enough. Because if they're allowing you to do it, you might as well do it. But then there's that 10th guy. It's the unattainable guy. He's the, if you think about Melrose Place, he's Jake. If you think about Beverly Hills 90210, he's Luke Perry's character. Let me think. Let me give you some more guys. What other shows?
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street, he's Johnny Depp's character.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm trying to think of some more shows. Saved by the Bell, he's Slater. See here, let me think. Well, anyway, all these guys have one thing in common. The 10th man, they have one thing in common. They got these glasses in their eyes, these lenses, it's something they have that cuts through all the bullshit. It cuts through the makeup, the tight clothes, the eyeliner, the makeup, the bra, the pants. It cuts through all of that and sees these motherfuckers for what they really are. And they know these women ain't shit. Matter of fact, it is kind of fucked up that these guys like us, we see these women dogging you out, and I know a lot of guys say, well, if you see them dogging us out, why don't you say something? We have been saying something to you guys forever, but you don't listen. You only hear us, and when you hear us, what you do is you get defensive, and you get mad at us. Do you understand wars have been waged over these ain't shit bitches? Friendships have been destroyed over these ain't shit bitches. You have lost your job, your kids. You probably, some of you have wanted to lose your life for these ain't shit bitches that look, you know what? As soon as you're gone, she's right around looking for the next guy. Sure, she'll put on the crocodile tears and all that other bullshit. But hold on a second. 719, what's up? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Marvis from 719 Colorado.
Oh, what's good, Marvis? What you got? Question or comment? What's good, man?
Anna, I have a comment and a question.
Sure.
Comment, man. I've been listening to you all's podcast, man, for like 2 days straight. I mean, each day I listen to it like 10 times, man. And I just want to say I appreciate y'all for coming together on that podcast where you're talking about a man's mind state. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
It adds on what you all are building on now and shit, as far as, you know, just the strengths as far as, you know, seeing through the illusion, you know what I mean?
Yes.
How they present themselves and shit, man. And you kind of build on that in your conversation courses too, because I caught that shit in December of 12,
mm-hmm.
and you speak about how you know what I mean, in order to be successful or be interesting, you know what I mean, you got to focus on your strengths, man. And
yes.
I believe this pertinent point that you are touching on tonight and shit, man. So just want to say thank you, you know.
Hey, no, but see, we got love for we. Hey, if you listen, we got your motherfucking back. We ride with you because we want you to join us on the land of ass and titties and eat with the tenth guy. Eat.
Hell yeah, my nigga, I'm there with you, man. I've been giving it 110%, man, on my steady because I got like 7 products of yours. I've been following you for like a year and shit.
Well, how are things going with you? Talk, things were helping, changing your life? Is it changing your life?
And then, I mean, like, I was that nigga who called in, like, last year who was kind of pissed off because I gave out, like, 100 business cards and give ain't get a call after those 100 business cards. But after seeing how all things connect within your produce, man, or what it is that you give out on the Alpha Syndicate, I'm really understanding that, man, you can't let that shit collect dust. You got to continue to refine yourself.
Hunt. Yes.
Yeah. So
and
like
the more you hunt, the more you talk to women, you start to have that tenth man eye. You start to see these bitches ain't really shit. Wait, why am I afraid to talk to her? She ain't shit. She's insecure. She's needy. She's worried. She's wondering, do I have spinach in my teeth? What is he thinking? She ain't shit.
yeah, man, that's real, man. Because I heard y'all on the last podcast y'all did, you and Shani, I think that's how you pronounce the name, but
yes,
you were saying if I don't connect, if I don't know country music, then I'm not going to connect with a chick that, you know what I mean, listens
yes.
to country.
Yes.
And for a month, I like, was like, damn, why can't I get a bra that's like, I listen to hip-hop, of course, and it's like,
yes.
man, why can't I get a bra that listens to country? But at the end of the day, you do say expand your knowledge.
Yes, yes.
So I'm like, man, when I think about it, all the bitches that I really slid up in was like women that deal with hip-hop at the end of the day. So I really got... And
you got to go out and get the countries, the hip-hop, the goth, the heavy metal, all them bitches.
Yes, word. Like tonight. Tonight is like a ladies' night at this little cowboy
yes.
joint here.
Yes.
Left. Because I know it's expanding my perspective, man, you know. But I know I got to get into more artists, man, just get into that world of country, techno, and, you know, all
yes.
the way. Set up on as opposed to just hip hop because I just don't want no, you know, hip hop in Atlanta bitches. Fuck that. I want sexy bitches, no matter what color,
yeah,
man.
I'm proud. See, this is the shit I'm talking. This is what Sean. See, this is the shit that makes me keep doing what I'm doing. Guys like this, because you're starting to see it now, and you're starting to see that. You know what? Look. All you got to do is expand. You meet new people. Because one thing that these males all have in common, all the 8s, 1 through 8, have in common is the fact that they are hanging out with women who want to fuck and be dominated by a man. They just don't know it yet. They think dealing with, I don't know, Tom. Let's take a classy, classical chick. From the Upper East Side that has money. What is Tom talking about? His fucking boats. He's talking about taking a trip to France and stocks is going high. And, you know, she's just sitting there bored because it's the same thing Tom's going to do to her in the bedroom. Just get on top of her and pump. Now, if you get the opportunity, I did a video. Don't put that back up there when I was showing y'all about clock fucking and stuff like that, how to move your hips. Like a clock and shift up the times while you're stroking. That's just one step. You know, you stroke. What's up?
Where that shit at?
I'll put it up. It's on the website. It's on the main page, but I'll send that. Just send me a hello and ask for the video, and I'll send you the video personally. But what I talk about is I talk about clock fucking. I talked about it, I think, for 2 hours and broke that shit down. Because, see, most guys are just pumping in and out. You know, they just pumping. Think they doing something. You know, they on her ear, their ears touching her ear. He's face down, just one Mississippi, two Mississippi, stroking in and out, in and out. Okay, don't worry. One, two, three, one, one, two, three, two. That's all he's doing in his head, okay? And that woman thinks that he's doing something because that is all she knows, because all her life, she has had nothing but 1 through 8. They come in all shapes and sizes. They just 1 through 8 guys. She ain't going to mess with the 9th one because the 9th one is her gay friend that she goes shopping with. And she asks questions about the guys and all other stuff. But then there's us, that 10th male, right? We get hold of that motherfucking pussy. Because I do have, like I say, I got a great rhyme conversation I had with him today where, he just met some chick 2 days ago. He was kissing her. He kissed her today. And then he made her play with her pussy and let him taste it. And this is in 2 days. It's the kind of shit I'm talking about, guys. So that when I try to tell y'all guys, these ain't shit bitches are easy to fuck. I mean that. But anyway, think about her. She's dealing with this boring guy from 1 to 8. Doesn't know how to take care of that pussy. Because all these guys, all they do is they pump in and out. That's all they think. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a woman, but they like that feeling because guess what? That's all they ever felt. That's all they ever felt. Now, let me show you how deep this shit goes, okay? Let me show you how deep it should go. Now, if I start clock fucking her, right? And I'm going to explain the clock fucking in 1 second for all you guys that want to learn. If I start clock fucking her alone, it will destroy her mind. Because I'm not just going pumping in, I'm doing with a hip motion. And it, guys, this is why I would tell you, do your Sean T, you got to do your cardio, and you got to learn hip movement. That's very important. I'm not bullshitting y'all. Y'all want to play with the big boys, y'all got to work hard at this stuff. It's a lot of shit I'm about to break down to you. But I'm talking about when you're going back in the stroke, in that pussy, you're moving your hips and a circular motion from 12 to 12. We call that a 12 to 12 motion, okay? But think about it. You're doing it while you're thrusting, which means you're rolling it. You're not sticking. You're rolling, okay? But then you get cool with it. You go from 12 to 3, and then you stroke back from 3 to 6. She ain't going to know what the fuck just happened. That's just the beginning. Think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. You stroke one way from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and this is why you're thrusting. And before you go all the way in, you shift back from 3 to 6. She going to look at you like, whoa, because guess what? You rubbing some walls that haven't been rubbed in a long time because of what are the guys doing? They're just going straight in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. So then that's it. But then what I'm saying is I'm talking about stroking. I'm talking about going from 12 to 6, back up to 4, swinging back to 11, coming back down to 7, and then going back to 2. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. That's the kind of stroking I'm talking about. But see, and this is where it blows motherfuckers' mind. If you want to stop there, you can. But see, motherfuckers like us, we just can't stop right there because we want to possess this motherfucking woman. We want to give her the drug of us. So think about that. That's just happening right there. So I'm doing the clock fucking, right? What do you think I'm doing with my hands and my tongue? What do you think my hands – look, my hands, my tongue, and my mouth. What do you think I'm doing? You got five plays?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you got five play, let me break this down. Now, I'm not going to give it away, but you remember how I broke the body down? You remember how I broke that body down in those three parts? Think about clock fucking doing five play. And then going back down. You remember the orange? Think about going down doing the orange. See what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, right? Then coming back up, five playing, and then, but that's not enough. She's already tapping out, but that's not enough. Why? Because that's when dirty talk comes in. That's when I'm going to tell you all that good shit. in your ear so you could connect the fantasy. You could connect the emotions. You could connect. You can't understand how it is your body's feeling good all over. You can't. You don't understand because all your focus is just in that one spot with the regular guy. He's just focusing between your legs. Stroke, right, Shawty? That's all he's struggling with. But what about that guy that's doing clock fucking, and then he's doing five play moves with his hands and his tongue at the same time? And this is like you guys, this is the equivalent of what I say, like when you can drive, eat a sandwich, talk on the phone, and listen to the radio. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. I'm not talking about put your hand on 12 and 3 and make sure you can stop and start. I'm on some upper level shit. But imagine you doing all that.
You know what it is, and what you're saying, going back to that music thing, you're now playing with the notes. If you really want to.
Oh yeah, you. Hey, I'm creating new notes. and 719, when I'm doing all that, and I'm doing the dirty talk, when I'm talking to her and telling her what is, remember what is, and not what could be. She's like, my goodness. Here's the best part. When she has her orgasm, you go back down there and do the orange on her, and you suck on that clit while she's coming. And it's like the equipment I got talked about in the video. You know how you have like a flat lollipop, and you know how you suck that motherfucker down? It's like all the way down to the littlest part, and you got it between the top of your throat and your tongue, and you kind of press on it a little bit. Imagine when she comes, you do that to a clit, and you do the orange at the same time. And then you're doing the same what you're doing.
Of
course. Okay, like, that's what I'm saying. It's over. She has no idea. She has no idea what's going on. And that's what I'm talking about. But see, what's up, 719?
Stick a fork in it.
stick a fork in it, because when you get done, what I tell you, when you get done, she's going to look at you like, what? First off, she's going to be asking for some water. Second off, after she got done taking the water, she's going to be choking that shit down. Then when she finally gets her composure back and comes back from the vortex, she's going to look at you like, why the fuck did you do that? Because remember, with the dirty talk, hey, and I didn't even mention you got master the bedroom.
Now I got to cop that shit, dude.
No, you don't have to cop it because I'm sending that shit to you free today because I appreciate what you're doing, goddamn it. I got you covered. Now, check this out. You have just imprinted an emotional you on her, an imprint of you on her emotions. And because you've done that, it doesn't matter what any male does unless equal alpha or greater. That's the only way the spell can be broken. It's like some Cinderella shit. This is a spell. And I'm not into that magic shit. I'm just saying, guys, just for words, shits and giggles. But there's nothing that no man can ever do. But guess what? Everything that I said that you can do to her physically is the same thing you can do when you talk to her, text her, or tight to her. You can put all that down in the way you approach her, the way you talk to her, the way you handle her. And the way you handle her is by not giving into the music, but looking at the notes. Sure, I'm a compliment. Yeah, you look good, you look sexy, but that's all it is. But hey, but don't get it twisted. I know you ain't shit. I know you're insecure. I know you have daddy issues. I know you're unwanted. Hey, 719, I know all that shit. But guess what? Fuck around with me, I'm going to make your ass fall in love with me. Because I, the 10th man, has the power to do the one thing that the other 8 guys cannot do, excluding the gay guy. I can say no. No is the most powerful thing that I can do. Because if you say no, you take the power out of the pussy. Because she thinks she can dangle that shit. She thinks she can dangle her looks. She thinks she can dangle that ass, those titties, everything. She can dangle that shit. And guess what? When it doesn't work, they got the plan B. Plan B is crocodile tears, getting mad, or withholding sex. But guess what? What happens if I don't give a fuck about that shit and I still say no? She's sitting there scratching her head like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Hold on, 719. Let me break this shit down real quick because I know you had a question. She scratches her head and says, not only who is this guy, but then in her little own fucked up ass way, she starts to come up with stories that might be true or not true. How many women does he have? How many other women is he doing this to? Am I number one? Am I number two? What am I to him? Oh, my God. I don't want to lose him. I think I'm in love with him. Oh, my God, I don't love him. I hate him. No, I don't hate him. I can't get my head. I can't stop thinking about him. Oh, my God. For some reason, my pussy's getting wet. I'm tingling when I'm thinking about him. Why am I thinking about him so much? Oh, my God. Let me talk to my gay friend about him. Oh, my God. Sissy.
I don't want to be different. I'm not trying to be different. It's just the way I am.
I can't believe it. I met this guy. It looked like he looked right through me. He saw me for the ancient bitch I am. He knows I got guys lined up, and he doesn't care. He knows that I use my sexuality and my looks to get guys to do things, but he can see through it. And guess what? He told me no. So I pouted a little, and he told me, you better stop pouting or I'm going to leave you alone. And I said, oh, shit. Then I said, oh, shit, let me hit this other button and come with the crocodile tears. So I started crying. You won't believe it. Just boo-hooing. Telling him he didn't care about me. He's so inconsiderate. Why would he be so mean? Because usually that would work with the other eight. And he told me to wipe your goddamn tears and call me when you stop crying. I'm like, oh, shit. So then the last resort, I had to break the glass and throw the sex at him and try to dangle that shit like Wile E. Coyote does the Roadrunner before the Acme bell hits him on the head. I'm going to dangle that shit in front of him. And he looks at me and says, no. What? I cannot stop thinking about him. I fantasize about him. Oh, my God. But am I the only one? Why can't I get this guy out of my head? Why is it when I'm with these other guys, he's the only guy I'm thinking about? Why is it that I have no choice but to give in to what he wants? And the worst part about it is when I gave in, he did this shit with his dick. It was like rotating. I don't know what it was doing. He was rotating his hips. And he was pounding and rubbing areas inside of my body that I've never been rubbed before. And I couldn't understand it. I was going crazy, but I tried to hold in the orgasm because you know what? I know if I give him the orgasm, he's going to have control. And I don't want to have it. My God, I wanted to have it. Oh, my God. My toes were curling like the Wicked Witch on Wizard of Oz. I don't know what to do. But then he fucked around, and he started touching me with his hands and all these different places all at one time. It became a symphony, a Mona Lisa. It was beautiful, but then he started saying shit in my ear and I couldn't hold back. And when I came, it wasn't like he just sat there and looked at me like I'm shaking. He went down on me. He started sucking my pussy like it was a lollipop. And it just prolonged the fit. I swear. I saw a unicorn. I don't know. It had horns and it was flying and I saw rainbows and it was the greatest thing in the world. And when it was over with, I couldn't breathe. I was thirsty. I had to try to get my composure. I drank some water. Shit was coming down the side of my lip because I felt like I was in the Sahara Desert. I was dehydrated. And for some reason, I just went in the bathroom and cried. I turned the water up so he wouldn't hear me crying. I closed. I said, I'll be right back. I got to the bathroom. And she ran, and I ran to the bathroom. And I closed the door and put my butt up against it like a monster was on the other side. And I covered my mouth real quick because I didn't want to hear me crying. I turned the water on, and then I started crying amongst myself because I think I found the man of my dreams. And I need to do what do I do to keep this guy? I must possess him. I have to have him. And that, my friends, is the story of the alpha male. Shawnee, am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong, boy. And this is what I wanted to ask 719. When you're finished with them hip-hop females that you bumping with, yes, do they come out the bathroom and bring you a nice warm towel to kind of clean you up? Ooh, this was some good sex. Now, what Dean is talking about are those type of females. Once you hit it the right way, once you have messed with her mind, because what he's telling you is you're not just fucking with her body, you're fucking with her mind. And when fuck with her mind, she's going to turn around and do some things you ain't never seen a female do for you before in your life.
I'm never gonna suck your dick. Can I swallow your nut? I never did before. Can I swallow it? I never. Can you please put your finger in my asshole? I never did. I'm a little afraid. Just start with the pinky.
Man, this an add on. This just make me want to turn it up. You know what I mean? As far as my sex game. Everything,
there you go.
You know?
Yeah.
There you go.
But, man, I just had one question, Dean.
Yeah,
man.
What you got, like, big dog? What you got?
Man, I be fucking with clubs and shit. And I know you said you recommend us not to fuck with clubs and we ain't got game. But I'm 27. I've been fucking with clubs since about 21. But it's like...
Well, I'm not saying fuck with... Wait, okay. I'm saying go to the club to have a good time. Don't go there for thinking that I need to get a piece of ass like the males do, okay?
All right.
Go to the club to enjoy yourself. If you buy a woman a drink, buy her a drink because you don't want to drink by yourself. You want a little company. Don't ever do anything in that club for sex. You will not get.
Yes.
But if you do it because you want to have fun, you're enjoying yourself. Like, for instance, let me ask you a question. When you walk in the club, what's the first thing you do?
Man, I go in the club. I scroll around there, look for the sexiest woman, and try to introduce myself.
There you go. That's my boy. See, he fucking listens. Exactly. Go in there because all eyes on you. Every woman is sizing you up as soon as you walk in the club. As soon as you walk in the club, you're already getting sized up by the woman of how many drinks she can get out your ass or how many other women going to get the drinks out you. They ain't going to fuck you, but they'll do that.
Hey.
But when you do something different.
Check it though, D.I. Man, Dean, I be just like y'all be saying, man. I be in them motherfucking slowing them bitches around and shit, kissing their palms. And they be feeling special after that, man. I know they be like, they kind of pause after I kiss their palm like they ain't never felt that touch before. So it's
and do you ever look around at the guys that just hate you for saying, damn, I wish I could be him right now? The anger, the heat on you for saying, where did he learn that?
Nah, the bitches too, Dean, because it's like when bitches like try to turn me down and shit that I'm interested in, right after they turn me down, 5 minutes later, I'll be with, you know what I mean, two sets of women, you know what I mean, just twirling them and, you know what I mean, just showing them a good time.
Yeah, but see, you're going in for fun, see? When you go in for fun, see, it's like a woman, okay? And this is where I give women credit for. And I hate to give y'all credit for something. Y'all got that third eye that y'all can tell if this guy, I mean, sure, you see a guy, you can say to yourself, yeah, I like to have sex with him. I'm just going to wait for him to talk himself out of the pussy or do something stupid to not get the pussy. You know, I would like to sleep with that dick. I want that dick right there. But I'm just going to wait for him to fuck himself out, and then I don't want to fuck with him because it's going to be some fucking shit. But when they can't read you, they know you're not gay, but they know you're not like the other eight. Then they're sitting here trying to figure out who is this guy? What is it about him that's so different from everybody else? Thus, Hansel and Gretel, curiosity turns into attention. Now, I'm curious, but now I got my tissues. I'm watching him. He's going around talking to all the girls. Oh, he must be a player. But guess what must be a player mean? He fucks a lot of women. Thus, fucking equals experience. How much experience does he have? Because he's not frowning. He, you know, when most guys get shot down, they put their head down and they walk away like, you know, they got hurt, they pee-pee hurt, they pussy hurt or some shit. But when he gets shot down, he's smiling and he's keeping rolling. He's still dancing. He becomes the greatest thing that you can become is the life of the party. When you become the life of the party, you got your pick of the litter then. Because there was a commercial way back when. It was a Chili's commercial, I think it was. And the guy grabbed the Pee Wee Herman shoes off the wall He put him on. He started doing the Pee Wee Herman dance, and all the bitches were around him. Guess what? Life of the party. And it's the same thing I tell you on Valentine's Day. Guys, I tell you, if whenever Valentine's Day weekend comes and there's a karaoke thing, I used to, like Dave and Buster's, I used to get up there, do some Prince, Kiss, jump on the stage, take the mic, flip it under my leg, do a split, come up. I used to do all that good shit. And guess what? Women would stuff, not 20s, but like dollars in my pants and shit like that. And when I got done and they were clapping and they were cheering, I'm sitting there saying, who am I going home with? Because someone will walk up to you and say, oh my God, that was great. Gotcha. Gotcha. And you don't even know it. That's what I'm talking about. 7-1, I keep going, dog. I'm sorry, because that shit excites me. The hunt excites me. But man, no, go ahead, man. What you got, man?
Nah, that's clarity. That's clarity, D, man. Man, that shit is big right there, because sometimes I be walking to them bars and clubs like, damn, I need to snatch some out of here. But at the end of the day, what's really fulfillment, man, is when I have fun. You know what I mean? When I can make motherfuckers feel special and shit. When I can high five motherfuckers in that.
Yes.
Them venues and shit. You know, just have a good time.
And guess what? Once you get to another level because you're on your way, sometimes you're just going to go to the club just because you think that's going to be the way to get away from women. You're going to be like, oh, my God, where can I go to get these bitches from stop calling me, knocking on my door, asking me what they did wrong? What can I do? You know what? I'm going to the club. I'm going to try to just go into the club and camouflage myself amongst all the males, and all I'm going to do is sit at the bar. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm just going to sit at the bar and look at my drink and make love to my drink. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to look at any women. I'm not going to talk to any women, but they can sense the sexuality on you. They smell that shit. Like I say, I can smell, like James Bond. Let's take James Bond's character. James Bond can walk in the motherfucker and you can tell he can fuck. We can smell our own. That's just how it is. Like when I met Rhyme and all these other dudes and like Tobias and all these guys, you know you smell your own. And it's the same thing when you're sitting at the bar minding your own business. You like, I need to rest my dick. My dick is sore. Hold on, Smitty. I got you in. My dick is sore. My dick is hurting. I'm in pain. Oh my God. I need to go to the store and get a bag of frozen vegetables just to sit under my sack, just to rest. That's all I'm doing is fucking. That's all I'm doing. I just want to have a drink. I just want to be left alone. And guess what happens? You shine like a beacon. Because again, you're not looking at the music. The women know you ain't looking. Because guess what? Every woman looking at you, you walk right past them. They smile. But see, the problem is when they smile at you, you know, is you just can't help yourself. You're like, hey, how you doing, sexy? What's going on? Well, excuse me. Let me keep my – damn it, I did it again. Hey, how you doing, beautiful? Oh, my God, you are gorgeous as hell. Let me have your hand and twirl. Oh, I need to stop this shit. I'm just trying to get a drink. I just want to get a drink. And you sit at the bar. And you can feel those bitches staring at you from everywhere. You kind of look up and over, you see her staring at you, kind of looking at you like she's in a zoo and you're a caged animal. And you know she's on a safari or some shit. And she's like, oh, my God, look at him in his habitat. You know how like when you like going like, and guys, when y'all were young, y'all drive through like the little safari and they show you like the lion area, but you don't see the lion. So you kind of like looking around and shit, trying to catch a glimpse of that motherfucker. That's what they do. And then all you do is you hold your glass up at her, how you doing? And then she might make her way accidentally on purposely over next to you. You buy her a drink. And remember, you're not buying a drink because you don't want to fuck. Look, all you've been doing is fucking anyway. So you like, look, here's the thing. You're telling the truth. I just want to talk. I just want to talk. I don't want to fuck. I just want to talk. I just want to sit here. Rest my dick, rest my balls, and make love to this drink, enjoy this drink, and talk to you because I like a little company. But you know what she sees? I got to fuck him. As a matter of fact, when I fuck him, I'm thinking I'm going to put it on him so good that he's going to want this pussy. But what she doesn't know is that she's going into the ginger tree. She's going into the trap. And you ain't even trying to set the trap. Because let me tell you real quick, 719. Let me tell you real quick. See, I didn't even tell you. You know about the push-up fucking? See, I didn't even tell you about that shit, guys. See, that's why I tell you I got to do that Sean T shit. Because Sean T will show you how to do push-up fucking. Push-up fucking is when you have her legs all the way cocked back on your shoulders, okay? And you literally up, pushing up. So when you pump, you ever see like an oil rig that like just goes up and just shoots down and then goes up and shoots down? That's what I'm talking about, push-up fucking, where you come off that pussy at least a foot, 2 feet off, 2 feet out that pussy, and then you come right back in and drill. Boom. I mean, all you hear is this. That's all you hear, because every smack is you drilling deeper into that. Shawnee, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get so deep, but you know what I'm talking about. You know,
no,
you know what I'm talking about there.
Now I'm being driving by oil fields looking at them dead.
But see, these guys don't know about that fucking, though. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. When you know that she is she's a clip zebra and she has nowhere to go. She ain't nowhere to go. All you can offer her are orgasms and great sex. What do you think you're going to think about? You're going to look at her and say, you ain't shit to me. Because there's a million of you like that. Look, I don't want to mess with you, because I know if I fuck you, you're going to follow me around. You're going to harass me. You're going to come to my job. You might slip my tires. You might want to commit suicide. I don't know, whatever the fuck thing you got in your little fucked up head you might do. All I want to do is have a drink with you. And in her fucked up head, you're resisting. You're resisting the powerful pussy that she's been using with all the other 8 sapsuckers out there. And guess what it's doing? Deep inside, she starts to tingle. She can't unexplain it. It's like looking at a Bigfoot foot on the ground and shit. You're like, God damn, it's a Bigfoot. Where the fuck did that come from? And
hey, Dan.
Yeah.
It's like what you were saying, man, taking the power out of the pussy and shit, man.
Like, and you ain't mean to do that. Yeah, you just doing it. Yeah, look, you just went to the club to have a drink. And then all of a sudden, here's a few women that are interested. Look, that have conversations with you. And Smitty, you probably did it, because I know Rhyme had this happen. How many times have you been at the bar, mind your own business, the chick is right next to you, got this fucking fine-ass chick with a fat old ass right next to you. But you know, if I look at this motherfucker, I'm going to have to talk to her. I'm going to try to tell her how sexy she is. I'm probably going to fuck her. I'm going to look at my drink and mind my own business. And then here's some little goofball ass, I don't know what the fuck they are, coming up to her. Do you smoke a brush? Do you floss? Would you like the invisible cards? You know, they got the goggles. They, you know, oh, girl, you look pretty. Look at you, girl. Your eyes are like, I mean, this is, you hear it all. And all you do is look at your drink and you kind of chuckle. And then the chick.
Yeah, I do that.
Wait, but no, let me tell you what the chick does. The chick says, oh, no, I'm here with my boyfriend. And you're like, what? Oh, shit, I'm going to fuck this bitch now. Because she knows that the guy's going to leave when, you know, you like save her. You know, it's like you ain't even saving her. You ain't trying to save her. Yeah, she's like, I'm here with my boyfriend or something. Ain't that right, sweetheart? Hey, baby, how you doing? And you're like, yeah, you know, play along with her and shit. You know, you put your arm around and all that stuff. And then God.
17.
Yes, 719, what you got, man?
Oh, this is me.
Hey,
my bad. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, pardon me. Yeah, this is prolific, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate it, you know.
Hey, promise me you'll get that Insanity or that T25, man. You got to invest in that, because I'm telling you, if you want to fuck like we do, you got to have your cardio up. Your cardio is important, but if you want to learn how to do those push-up fucking, because hey, guys, y'all don't believe me. Hey, this is a homework assignment, all you motherfuckers. Do the push-up position and see how long you can hold it for. See how long you hold it for, and then try to pump and see how long you hold that shit for. And that's what I'm talking about. When you do the push-up fucking, and you going straight in, you like this, you dig it. No, it's going to be like this. Let me make the sound. See, most guys will try to do it like this. It'll be like one time, they got to catch their breath, and then they come again, they wait. And they come back in. Now, let me tell you, we know how to push it. This is how it's going to sound. It's going to sound like this, like an oil rig.
Indeed.
And that is you thrusting, and you thrusting so hard, the head of your dick is like posting out the back of her back. I mean, you digging deep.
Hey,
yes,
just like how you say it's like an oil rig, you're going to end up having a gusher.
She gonna go crazy. But then that's when you do the orange. That's when you do the orange and the lollipop on that clip. And she, Her eyes will turn white and greenish. I don't know what, because she's like in fairyland. I don't know where the fuck she at. She is gone. And when she wakes up and looks at you and her eyes start to water, you're going to say, fuck. I shouldn't have done
that. That's that new shit, Dave? That's a new
dude. I got a lot of new shit we're gonna be dropping. They don't know about it. They don't know about the push up fucking or the clock fucking. They don't know about that shit.
Appreciate the energy, man. Take my number, my nigga.
I already got you. So when I got you down, I got you down, and I'm gonna take care. I hit you on the back end tonight, and I'll talk to you on the back end, okay?
All right, bet. Look out for me on that master bedroom.
All day, every day, baby. And I appreciate you, man. And you know why? Because you fucking listen. That's why. I reward your behavior.
I've been 110 with it, man. The podcast.
All day.
And
hey, every day. And that's how it is. Hey. But you get that Sean T and practice. Get your cardio and learn how to do that push-up fucking. Let me tell you something. They ain't used to that shit. They ain't used to motherfuckers thrusting like that. They ain't used to the thrust. I mean, think about you doing a push-up. Think about how high off the ground you are. Think about how off you off on that ass, and you come straight down with the force of Zeus and thunder. Hit that motherfucker pussy. Hey, look, and think about it. While you hit the pussy, you also smacking the clit at the same time.
I gotta try that one.
Boom!
Yes.
Boom.
Thank you, man.
And then, look. If you really want to get jiggy with it, God, I'm giving all this good shit out. If you really want to get jiggy, when you thrust down and you come back up, guess what? 2 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, 9 to 7, 7 to 12. You roll out with the clock for come out, straight in, boom.
Man.
Roll out, come back in, boom. And all she's gonna do is start it out. And you look at your hands right now, guys, and look close to your wrist. You're gonna start seeing a bunch of teeth marks right around your wrist, all right, on the inside. Because she's gonna be clamping down on your wrist because she cannot even explain what you're doing to her. But see, hey, what the fuck do I know? I slept in the Holiday Inn. I don't know shit about fucking. Anyway, But 719, man, I got to talk to Smitty because he came in. But 719, you know we love you. Got nothing but love for you. I will definitely get with you, and we'll take care of you. Okay, big dog?
Indeed. Big up, man. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Much love to you, man. I got you down. I already got it. Wrote the number down. I got you, man. Okay?
Bet. Peace.
All right. That's what's up. Smitty, what's up, man?
Man, not much, man. I'm glad that young brother listening, man.
Oh, I love these. I got nothing but love for these guys, man. I love them.
Yeah. Man, you talking about the club. Man. Hey, I don't go to the club like I used to. But I remember one time I saw this chick. She was looking at me. But I was just taking my time for a holler. I said, I got a little bit. They want to finish my drink first. And I saw those guys about to pick up all the types of ones that were talking to her. And she gave me that look like, please help me. I'm like, oh,
yes.
So I helped her. And I was in. And then also, I go to a lot of these pool parties here. So a lot of times I just drink and whatever like that. And I don't drink a whole lot. I may get like one or two in me. But and a chick just starts talking to me. And kind of had an Alabama shirt on. She's from the South, so she was like Roll Tide. And so she threw everything. And then we were talking like about 10 minutes. And I was like, hey, we're talking about, let's go grab a drink real quick. You know, it's on me, you know. And I never really dated or slept with her, but I did end up dating a friend because she hooked me up with a friend because she thought I was a pretty cool cat. But I was still cool with her and stuff, but I guess how it is, you just talk to them, man. You know, you ain't got to be all pickup artists. We just talk to like a regular human being. They ain't.
I say this,
Z. When you talk about ignoring those chicks and not running up on them, a lot of women feel that as a challenge because when they go out, they used to guys humping their legs like puppies. And they want what they can. They feel like, what? I said, what is wrong with me? I'm going to get it. Because I told a chick one time, I did it on purpose. We were going out, and I said, hey, just let you know, we ain't having sex tonight.
Hey, Smitty, how about the one you tell him, look, let me tell you something. If you mess with me, look, all I can do is give you orgasms, and look, I can't promise you a relationship. You're going to get upset with me. I'm not the guy for you. I'm not that guy, because if you mess with me, we're going to have a great time. You'll come. I'll eat that pussy. I'll do all those nasty, dirty things. You'll want a relationship. I won't give that to you. And you'll get mad at me. So do you really want to do this? Do you really want to? And then she'll start laughing. She'll she'll start laughing. She's like, that is crazy. You are crazy. and you're like, I just told her the truth. I'm not lying. I just told her the truth. And she was like, can you believe that loser? I can't. Oh, man, thank you so much. Oh, how you doing? My name is such and such. Don't shake my hand, please, because if I touch you, I got to talk that shit to you. Please, don't touch me. Oh, my God, look at you. Look at, oh, man. And then I really talk that shit. I say, you know what? You need to go ahead and buy me a drink. You know, I don't drink, so I tell them, give me a pineapple and orange juice mix. You know, that's my little concoction. Don't judge me, motherfuckers. But that's what I do. So I tell them, and then sometimes I get a little jiggy and add some Sprite to that shit. Fuck y'all. That's my mixed drink. Anyway, but she'll buy me a drink, and we'll sit, and we'll talk. And she's like, let's get out of here. And you're like, I don't think that it's a good idea. And again, you're being honest with her, but it's resistance. And it's that same resistance that little tingle has just, from the pit of her stomach, that little tingle has just shifted right between her legs. Because she's like, who the fuck is this guy? I've never had a guy not want to fuck me. I've got to fuck him to her thought is this. I'm going to fuck him to put him back in line. It's like that. It's like a Django Unchained. She think one of the eight left and shit escaped. and he tried for his freedom. So what she trying to do is she trying to reel him back. She think, you know what, when I give him that pussy, I'm going to motherfucking change that motherfucker up.
Thank you, Stephen. You're welcome, Calvin.
Absolutely. So she thinks she's going to jangle and chain you and get you back in order and in line, but she doesn't understand. She just fell into your trap. And it's not really a trap, guys. Look, guys, I don't want y'all to think that we're deceiving these women. It's not a trap. I'm just saying that it feels like a trap because we're being honest with them. We're not lying. Go ahead, Sharni.
What it is it's a trap in her. She's created the trap in her mind. Y'all didn't really do anything. Y'all didn't do a darn thing. Y'all just told her the truth. And now you guys hemmed her up because she's not able to use her regular game on you. So she's like, well, how do I do this? She's battling within herself. That's all it is.
Yes.
You know what?
What's up?
I also say, y'all talking about like making you say the girl like buy you a drink. And I tell guys this. I ain't saying you just in a club, but you like the pool places I go to, or like a place to get something.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed to order none of those margaritas or nothing like that. Hey, women, hey, you want a conversation starter right there. If you can't get your conversation started, they like that shit, man.
Never apologize for any decision you make. If you get a drink with a fruit basket and an umbrella, throw the fucking umbrella out and drink the motherfucker. Don't be ashamed.
Look,
guys. The main thing here about the 10th guy is that he doesn't care what people think about him. And that's the weakness of the other eight, because they're always worried about what people think about them. Thus, that defines all of them. They're defined by what they think, what people think of them. But we, on the other hand, we don't play by the rules. We make the rules. So that's what I'm trying to say. I read the notes. I know how fucked up she is. We got 30 minutes. I gotta get on these single moms here. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this type of pussy here. Guys, let me explain something. It's something called withdrawal with a drug. And again, I've never taken drugs, but I've done enough research to know what happens when you have withdrawal. See, when you're messing with a woman that is in love with you, and Shawnee showed me this thing, just fuck my world up. Because when I say these women ain't shit, guys, I'm gonna post this that show up. Shawnee showed me. I'm gonna post it up. Y'all need to watch this. Every guy needs to watch this, because this is not just for black women. It's 1 hour. It's all women, and how desperate, how needy, how insecure, and how they will take your rubbers, guys. You know, we always tell y'all to wrap up. So you know, you jizz in the rubber. Ugh. sure. You're like, okay, I'm just going to leave it on the table stand or some shit like that. Some women will take your rubbers, get a turkey baster, get the semen out of the rubber, and put that shit in the refrigerator and store like she's some scientist, like in Beekman's World or some shit. Maybe she watched a lot of Beekman's World and shit when she was a little girl, but she became Doogie Howser's scientist and able to store your cum in the refrigerator. Shawnee, I know it sounds funny, but Shawnee, it is like that. With not all cases, but some of the time, huh?
Yeah, after a certain age and a woman is desperate, she will go to that level. She really will.
She will do it. Hey, guys, you got to understand something. Think about it, guy. And it goes back to nature. Think about if she's with the 10th guy, the alpha male, right? What do you think the kids are going to turn out like? And this goes, guys, let's take out the fact. And you know how we do it because we keep it 100. Let's take out the Facebook. Let's take away the internet. Let's take away all your little telephones and shit. Take away the TVs. Take all the shit away and go back to primal times. This goes the millions of years. This is, it goes way back, okay? Billion, just about shit. It goes way back, but here's the thing. The women back then is just no different from the women today. It's just the only difference is they got the Facebook, the computers, makeup, and all these other fucking lies to cover the truth up. The women would only breed with the top males. Why? Because they know they will breed other strong men. It's the same thing. It's no different that's happening in the animal kingdom today. They will always breed with the dominant male because they want dominant male type children. That's how they are built. That's the note, guys. That's the note. But the problem is good dick fucks a woman's head up. And this is now I want to kind of get off the dick shit because we'll talk about that not next week but the following week. We'll get back on the sex shit, guys. I'm sorry. You know, when I get on that tangent about getting that ass and shit, you know, I got to, real quick, guys, y'all want to do some shit like Sean T, let me tell you. Let me give you a Sean T push-up exercise. Okay, you get in a push-up position real quick. You do a push-up, guys. Then you take your right hand, tap your left shoulder, go down. Take your other left hand, touch your right shoulder, go down, and then do a spread like you're doing a jumping jack. So then spread out your legs and spread out your hands and go down to push-up, come back, then jump up from your feet like you're about to, catapult or like get in a cannonball position, then come back, and that's one. That's what I'm talking about, guys. That's what shit Sean T would show you, and it is good for fucking straight-up push-up fucking, guys. I'm telling you, get that Sean T. Anyway, I know AAA guys, they like, what the fuck did he just say? So, anyway, but let's get back to these no-good bitches, okay, guys? Because we got 30 minutes ago. I want to talk there about these no-good bitches because I got some clips here, and I want you to hear this shit. See, guys, one thing you got to understand, and this is the truth about women, You never see Kirk let Lieutenant Uhura run the Enterprise because she knows she'll fucking blow that shit to bits in 2 days. See, the thing about women is that they don't think. They rarely think. And they make a bunch of fucked up decisions, and then they want to get mad at us men for fucking them. And then they want to turn their kids against us and shit. Now, I want you to hear this, some clips I got about the single moms. We're going to run through this in 30 minutes. But listen to this shit. I want to play the first one. Check this out.
My son's father and I were together off and on for about 10 years. But when I realized that I was suffering and my children were suffering, I decided that it was time for us to move on. The guilt is very, very heavy. I worry about my oldest son the most. He's dealing with so many emotions and he doesn't know how to cope with them, so he shuts down. When I ask him about his father, he just says, I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to talk about him. I don't care.
Sure, she did. Yep.
I worry about the rejection that he feels. I worry that every time he has to experience some type of rejection, it's going to take him back to that place. It's been very difficult to watch my child basically fall apart.
Now, guys, let me say something, and let me tell you how men handle shit and why this is some cockamamie bullshit. Again, this is Gator Tears for sympathy, because I know all the women are, like, sympathizing with this motherfucker. The guys want to sympathize with the women because they think they're going to get the pussy from them. But let me tell you what the men are saying. The men are saying, fuck that bitch. You know why? Because most men love their kids. Most men love their kids, but guess what? It's the mother that fuck shit up so bad that they can't even be around the kids because they know if they love with them or the mother's going to or try to use the kid against them. And a man is not going to put up with that shit. A man will say, you know what? I got to let the kid go and wait till the 18 because I don't even want to deal with the mom. Because even though I get visitation rights with the kid, the mom might hold the kid out. Or like with 50 Cent's situation, when a kid gets around a mom, they start to take on feminine emotions. They start to act more like women than men. So then all of a sudden, I might be touching some nerves around with the guys listening, but a lot of you want to be protective of mom. You think dad is the enemy. The enemy. But now I'm going to go to the second clip and listen to this shit. This is where it gets fucked up. Where's that motherfucker at? This is where it gets fucked up. Listen to the son. And when I talk about feminine emotions and acting more like a female, listen to this motherfucker.
I do tend to shut down just because when you're young, you feel like when you're young and I guess fatherless, you feel like you have
I
feel like I have to protect her. So showing my emotions because she does so much and she has so much on her plate. I feel like if I was worried or if I was angry, then I would just add more to her plate and I would just be a burden.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she does so much, so I want to cause little stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to protect
think
her.
That would hurt her.
Right.
Yeah, wait. Hey, guys, hey, here's a memo to all you motherfuckers getting mad at me right now. Guess what? It's her fucking job to put food and a shelter over that kid's job. She shouldn't get patted on the back. Any of you motherfuckers get patted on the back for doing shit that you should be doing. This is why y'all a bunch of ain't shit motherfuckers. Because it's women like you that will sit there and tell that kid, well, when you were young, I fed you and I put clothes on your back and I did this and that bitch, you were supposed to do it. You were his mother. But as you see, this guy is going to hate his father. Why? Because mom wasn't honest enough with little Timmy or Jimmy, whatever the fuck that kid name is, and say, you know what? I'm an ain't shit bitch. I tried to get your daddy. He didn't want me. So what I did was I snuck around. In some cases, I got a turkey baster. I took the sperm out of his goddamn rubber. But see, this is the shit mommy won't tell you. It's the fairy tale they don't tell you about shit. I took that out, and I put that shit in the refrigerator. And then, I don't know if y'all got to watch the temperature on that shit. I don't want to get into all that bullshit. And then I injected it in me. And then I told him he was pregnant. He said he's protected. I said, no, the baby's yours. He said, it can't be mine. I was protected. And then when you came, they took the DNA test. He said, look, I'm not ready to be a father. I want to be a father. Oh, no, you going to handle your responsibility. No, well, shit. Well, why don't you come back? I care about you. It's our baby. We can start a family together. Can be your baby, I don't love you. I just fucked you. You just a fuck to me. I'm going to show you. You ain't going to see your son. I can be a mommy and a daddy. I don't need you. He doesn't need you. And all she does is throw dirt on that poor little kid's heart, telling him daddy ain't shit. Daddy ain't this, and daddy ain't that. Now, I got three of them to play, so I need to get to the next clip. Let's get to the next ain't shit bitch. Listen to this shit.
I have a six-year-old son who his dad's not involved in his life. He doesn't call him. He doesn't make an attempt to see him. I constantly make up excuses why he's not there. I usually make it where it's my fault just because I don't want my son to hurt. My struggle with all this is I don't know what a six-year-old should know. I don't know if I should continue to let him believe something that's not the truth. Do I just let him be disappointed when the phone doesn't ring? When do I let him know that his father is really not Superman?
No. Daddy's Superman because daddy got your pussy. Caddy is super because it took a Superman to get hold of your ass and get you your legs spread out, and he's fucking the shit out you. What you don't want to tell him is that mommy was not a responsible individual. Mommy thought by getting pregnant and having you, I can keep daddy. I can let lock daddy down. Now, this shit is about to get gangster, guys, because the bitch on here, this is the best part about this clip I'm about to play. The woman on this joint breaks this bitch down of how women think about the fairy tale, guys. See, guys, if you don't pop the fairy tale balloon, it will get big. And they will live by the lies that they create, and they will think those lies are reality. Listen to this shit. This shit is great. Listen
Why
to this.
Do you think that it's your responsibility to protect your son from the truth of his life? So what are you making up about that?
He's sick, so I don't know where I draw the line of, do I tell him what's really going on?
Well, what is the truth?
Just that he doesn't care enough to make the effort. I make up excuses that he's constantly working, and that's why he doesn't call. It's just...
Did the child's father say to you, I don't care enough to call?
No.
Or did you make that up?
I made it up.
Okay. Mm. Did the child's father say to you, I don't care? Or did you make that up based on behavior?
I made it up.
So where do you get that he doesn't care about his son, that's why he doesn't show up?
He's not around.
What happened to irresponsibility? What happened to fear of intimacy, fear of vulnerability? What happens to feeling of inadequacy, shame, guilt? Why did you, as the mother, reduce it to he don't care about his son?
Because I can't imagine not being there for Ty or seeing him or doing everything for him.
Well, but it's not. That's your reality. And the lie is unnecessary.
There you go. And Shawnee, women don't want to hear that.
Nope. Get her.
That's why women ain't shit, guys. Because instead of living by the truth and telling that fucking kid that he was just a booty call and a fuck, that she wanted to be something bigger, she's holding all that resentment in, and guess who she's taking it out on? She's taking it out on that poor little kid right there. Instead of telling him the truth, instead of telling him what time it is and what the deal is, she wants to sit there and lie. Now, let me play the third one, and we can talk amongst ourselves about this, but I want to play these last quick clips. Now, let's listen to the one who got her ass shattered and her heart broken and how she handles shit. Listen to this.
I'm a single mom of a 9-year-old son. My ex is not trying to connect with my son at all. He's just basically going on about his life. My son would say, why can't I spend time with you? Please, please, please. And he'll beg him. And that is what tears me apart. Why should you have to beg a man that produced you to spend time with you? I shut my ex out for about 6 months. So I just told him, don't call, don't come around. My son would say his prayers at night. He included his father, like, Lord, please let my father come around and be a better dad to me. I need my dad. I love my dad. I was trying to basically shelter my son's feelings because it was hurting me to see my son so hurt.
All right, real quick. Now, listen how she break this line, piece of sack of shit.
Ooh. Keyword, hurting me, right?
Yeah.
Hurting me to see my son beg. Let me ask you a question, sister woman. Okay, because I've been there, been with you. Are you emotionally complete in your relationship with your son's father? Meaning, are you harboring any anger, any upset, anything you need to say that you didn't say?
As far as how he treat my son or
no, how? In your relationship with his father.
No, I'm not harboring anything between us, but the way he treats my son, I'm harboring a lot.
But you know why? Let me just say how I know that is not true. Because you say, because of the way he treats my son. Not our son. Not his son. I'm telling you, you're not complete. You're not complete. Otherwise, you wouldn't be claiming that son. And women do this. How he does my son. What he did to my kids. No, it's his children, too.
You know, men don't like emotionalism. They don't like a lot of baby mama drama. They don't like drama, period. So when they feel, you're going to have to jump in here, Roland.
Yeah.
They feel like they're going to have to deal with you. Just your tone, your attitude, your energy, period. They would rather avoid that, and in so doing, avoid their own children.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, a lot of you guys out there who probably have single moms have heard it all the time. Your daddy ain't shit. Your daddy's never there for you. Your daddy don't want to see you. Your daddy don't care about you. But you know what? I will always love you. Mommy's always there for you. You know what? I can be daddy and mommy. So don't worry about it. So when you come home confused because you like this girl, you don't know what to say, sure, I'll tell you. You just tell her how pretty she is. And you go, we'll go get a bunch of nice flowers, and we'll set up a date, and you come, you get her, make sure you get her a gift, because that's what women like. You make sure you get her a nice, beautiful little cutty teddy bear, and you give it to her. Hand your respect over to her like it's Halloween candy. Just give it to her. Tell her, give her everything she wants, because women like that. Then when it gets older, mom, what should I do? Well, you need to go to the store and get her a diamond, because there's nothing like says love like a diamond, sweetheart. All women love that. Go ahead, son, do that. But see, if Dad was around, Dad would have said, look, let me tell you something. Because, guys, understand this. Anytime your mother tells you to do something, do the opposite. Because that's what your dad did to get your mom in the first place. That's why you're here. Because Dad did exactly the opposite of all the bullshit she's telling you. Everything she's telling you, do the opposite, because that's what your old man did to get your mom to spread her legs. And he got the ass. And he told her, you know what, you ain't an ain't shit bitch. I don't want to be with you. I just wanted to fuck you. Well, okay. And then when he's sleeping, she'll go in the drawer, and Shawnee can agree with this, with the needle, and start poking holes in your rubbers or digging your stuff, find your little stash of rubbers, and just start just taking the needle and just jabbing them. Jab, 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 jab. Because guess what? You going to get me pregnant. We're going to have this kid, and we're going to live happily ever after. And then when you say no, then she wants to get mad at you. Then she figures like she'll do some roadrunner shit. She'll take the kid and she'll dangle him in front of you like a goddamn thing. Because what do you usually hear men say? Guys, this is how you tell how a punk-ass man is. When a guy turns around and say, well, men should be responsible. You should be responsible. Take care of your kids. I'm not saying you shouldn't be responsible. Wait, hold on. I'm getting a lot of feedback. Is that you, Smitty? I'm moving, Smitty. I didn't hear all this stuff in the background. Hold on.
I'm muted. All right. I'm muted.
Okay. What I'm saying is this, guys, is that I do say love your kid, take care of your kid. But for a lot of you who don't have your dad around, it is very hard because your dad loves you. Your dad wants to spend time with you. He just can't deal with your fucking mother. It is your mother that's setting everything up. If y'all haven't seen it, 50 Cent wanted to see his son. His son, because mommy raised him. I mean, we're talking about the same kid. He looks like 13 years old. He's holding mom's hand crossing the street. How old is he?
16. He's 16.
Hold mommy's hand. Get the fuck out of here. But that's what happens. That's what happens with a lot of you guys, and you don't know it. You don't understand it. And what I'm saying to you, especially with the single mother, a lot of them ain't shit, guys. A lot of them not. And they always, just like the single woman, want to be praised for shit that they should be doing anyway. Yeah, you feed your kid. Well, I'm supposed to pat you on your back for some motherfucking shit you're supposed to be doing? You put clothes on the kid? Oh, what? I'm supposed to pat your back? You working two jobs? Well, goddamn it. This is the choice you made. You should be working two jobs. Maybe you should be working three. But I'm supposed to pat you on the back? Do I pat you on the back when you tell your kid I ain't about shit? Do I pat you on the back when you say your father never loved you? See, your father ain't shit. And then you grow up hating your old man when he always loved you. Sometimes the court system works where they set it up, where she sets it up, where they make you look out to be a lunatic, crazy, irresponsible. And the court say, you know what? No, no, no. She gets total visitation. He can't even see his own kid. You don't believe me? Look on YouTube of all these parents and fathers that love their kids and fight for their kids and die and kill themselves because they miss their sons or their daughters. There are guys doing that all the time. But what are the women doing, Shawnee? They sitting back collecting a check. And, God, I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with you, because my mother did this shit. I'm being honest with you. My mother did this shit. My dad would send her checks and stuff. She wouldn't put that shit towards us. But I don't know what she put it towards. But the point is that she didn't put that shit towards us. I know that. Even though I didn't have no sort of name brand shit, I didn't need the name brand shit. I still was fucking, so fuck y'all. But anyway, I'm just saying this, that my mother did the same thing. Your daddy did it, daddy did it, daddy. They ain't all that shit. But see, I'm lucky enough to turn on a goddamn TV and look at my dad on Fox News Net and see that motherfucker chilling. You see, guys, if you want to see where I get it from, go to Fox News Net, watch On the Record with Greta Van Susteren, and you'll see my old man Ted Williams, and you'll see where I got my personality from. Because it was that motherfucker right there that when I used to go visit him in Baltimore and stuff, he had all the Playboy magazines, the Penthouse magazines. He had the Around the World, the Bed Games. He had a notebook, a thick-ass book of women. He used to, and you didn't think I want to be like my daddy? You think I want to be like my daddy? Shit. My daddy's a motherfucking man. But you know what? For all you guys out there who don't have a father, we welcome you in. I don't want to take the place of your dad. But I do want to be that mentor to show you that you don't need the. Why do you think when I write my book and finish it that we talk about perks? These ancient bitches are nothing but perks. They have nothing to do with your journey towards manhood. These motherfuckers ain't shit. And they will always be that way. Guys, I know you like some women right now. Look at their Facebook. Go right to their Facebook and click on their friends and look at all of the motherfucking guys she's stringing along. Look at them all. Look at all those guys that's vying for attention, and all she's doing is stringing them along. And then she want to sit there and say she's special. She's important. Oh, I'm a good woman. Yeah, you're a good woman, but you're stringing along a bunch of men. Oh, I let them know where we stand. That's the second thing. That's the second playing B shit. I let them know where they stand. They know that it's never going to get as far as it is. But then what they do is they backdoor these motherfuckers by putting up little sexy pictures and shit because they know that these guys are going to like those pictures. Thus, gives them that attention that we don't give them. See, it all connects, huh, Shawnee? All that shit connects, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
It all connects, guys. And that's what I'm talking about. You see, at the end of the day, when you chisel off the makeup, when you take the wig off your head and you pop those eyes out, you break those fake-ass fingernails and all that other shit they do, they will always be unwanted, unloved, unlovable, unimportant, unattractive, and unworthy motherfuckers. They will always do that. And if you're the guys of the eight guys we're talking about that's going to kiss their ass, let me tell you your life for a second. Let's look at the – hold up. Let's go to the Hall of Justice. Wait, let me go – I haven't been to the Hall of Justice all day. Ron would be kicking my ass right now wondering why the fuck I ain't – No. I can't go to the Hall of Justice because that's for men. Let's go to the place for all you males.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
Okay, welcome to the – hey guys. Welcome to the Hall of Doom. Because as long as you choose on going down this path of cupcaking, and what I mean is kissing these women's asses, telling them how pretty they are, rolling fruit at their feet, hey, and defending them to us, you know, oh, fuck the dean. He don't know anything about women. He don't know that. Hey, it's all good, guys. It's all good. Because let me tell you your life real quick in these last 12 minutes. Your life will be like this. She will be happy for a little while because in her fucked up ass head, she thinks happiness is the fairy tale that you have fucking lied to her about that you can give her, that you know you can't give her. But one thing we know you can give her, you can't give her dick. That's just, hey, guys, okay, look, you can give her the house. You can give her all the clothes you want. You can feed her. You can give her jewelry. You can pay her rent. But guess what you ain't giving her? he ain't fucking her. That's a separation. And what happens is that she is either going to have an affair on you. It's going to either be an emotional affair. It's going to be an affair because, you know what? She knows there's more out there, but she just doesn't know. She's curious. And then this curious turns into attention. She'll sit around and take your money. She'll have what's called a financial. It's called financial infidelity, where you know you're saving money for something, but she's taking money out of the account without telling you about it, sneaking that little money here and there to start buying us shit. See, what you guys don't understand is, and I'm not trying to be mean here, Sean, to these guys, but have you ever checked your bank account and always noticed that there's maybe like $50 gone here, $60 there? See, the thing about a lot of you guys don't understand is, see, in your mind between you 1 through 8 guys, you think women don't spend money on men? Shit, no. You think women spend money on themselves. Let me tell you what these bitches do. I tell you, they go to the store. They'll buy a dress. They'll keep the tag on the dress. They'll wear it, go to the club, wherever they want to go. They'll return the dress and get their money back. They're smart like that. Give them credit. But guess what? When they get their pussy pounded, the way I explained a little while ago, the way we suck on that pussy and destroy that pussy and put them in their place and able to say no to them and tell them if they don't get the fuck out, we're going to have problems. Or tell them that, you know what, get out of my face. I'm going to call this chick right in front of you. I'm going to call this other bitch. You ain't shit. Get them. When you do that, guess where they going to go? Sweetheart, there's this hat I want to get. Baby, can I have it? Oh, sure, honey. Go get the hat. $60 out. Then she'll put that away. Baby, I need to get this. Oh, here's the money. Then she'll get like $120. Oh, that's enough to buy Miss Jordans. Okay, I'm going to surprise him. Hey, honey. Hey. Just like Purple Rain, motherfuckers. Y'all don't believe me. This shit goes back to Purple Rain. Oh, fuck y'all. Hey, Shawnee, you saw Purple Rain, right?
Yes, I saw it.
What did Apollonia work for? When you remember, she got the job with Morris, right?
Yeah.
Why did she? What was her first thing that she was gonna do with her money?
Ooh, you know I don't remember.
I want to get a guitar. You remember? Remember?
Oh, okay.
He took her to the. Remember? He took right before Lake Minnetonka. Prince took her to the mall, and he was hanging out, and he was looking at that goddamn white guitar. And then he said, let's go. And then that's when they went to Lake Minnetonka. He made her take her top off and all that other good shit. You know, he did that smooth shit.
Got that lethal water.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, guys, let me tell you what happened. So the bitch gets a job with Morris Day, and she's like, okay, I need to buy myself a guitar. She did all that work just to bring him a guitar for fucking her in the barn. Y'all remember that, but if y'all watch When Doves Cry, they show a clip where he's tearing that pussy up in the barn. So that's how I know he's fucking in the barn. But how was he rewarded? With a guitar. Well, guess what? How many of you guys, you see your money whittling down, you think that money's going to this shit that they're going through? No. And Shawnee, and this is where I'm going to give you some credit. You know, I don't want to give y'all women too much credit with 7 minutes to go. But Shawnee, how many times you don't even spend your money? You tell the guy, you know what, there's this bill I need. This bill is going to cost a little bit of money. You know, I don't know, man. Okay, let me tell you 1 second. But the thing is, you'll ask that other guy to give you money, which he's happily to do. Only to it kind of makes us guys feel like women, sort of, because women do this, but it's like women use the guys to get clothes and stuff, right, Shawnee?
Oh yeah.
But when you're getting dicked down, right, you start buying shit for the guy. Guys, real quick, we got 6 minutes, guys. And when you're talking to a woman, and you tell her to come over your house. If she doesn't offer to get you beer or do you want me to stop by and pick up some food for us? If she ain't doing that, you ain't fucking it right. But when you fucking it right, not only will she will call you. God damn, I got 6 minutes. I got 6 minutes. Let me tell you guys.
I know.
She will call you. And when she comes over your house, she will look around for shit that you need in your house. Oh, she'll buy you more dishes. She'll buy you more drinks. She'll fill up your refrigerator. She'll get you more of your favorite cereal. She will buy
you a whole bunch of towels.
A bunch of towels. She'll buy you a bunch of shirts because guess what? She likes the shirt, but she knows you'll look better with the shirt on. She'll even buy you some briefs that she wants to see you in. And all you got to do is fuck her. That's all you got. You got to beat that ass up and be that tenth man and look at her for the notes that she is and not the music she's about. And she will submit. She will put, hey, let your gas be on E. Well, come on, let's pull over there. You know what? Me and my wife saw something funny. I was taking her to dinner last Thursday. Let me tell you what I saw. This shit was gangster. This shit was gangster. So we're driving, and we see a car. The guy's car broke down. You know, he was out of gas. And you know when you're out of gas, you got to push the car. One has to push, and the other steers. Guess who was pushing the car, and guess who was steering it?
She was steering it.
The motherfucking guy was in the car steering it while his girl was pushing. You know he must have destroyed
wow.
that pussy. I wanted
wow.
to pull over and pay for his gas when I saw that, but unfortunately I was on the other side of the street. But that's what I'm talking about. If she sees your gas tank is empty, she's going to do that. She's going to fill your tank up. Matter of fact, let me tell you a few more things she's going to do. When she's hanging around your friends, how many of you guys, like when she's hanging out with her friends, whether they're guys or girls, you try to touch her, she pushes you away. Don't, not in front of people. But guess what? When you're fucking her right, she's going to hold your hand and try to show everybody, this is my man. Huh? Y'all don't know about that shit, huh? Or how about when you're sleeping, guys? You're sleeping and you just get this feeling like, somebody looking at me? And you open your eyes, you look up, and she's got her hand on her head, kind of like just looking at you, just staring at you for no reason at all. That's when you're fucking, guys. And when you're fucking, she's cooking you breakfast. When you come over, she's like, what do you need? I'm going to go cook. I'm going to make your favorite meal. When she's going out on a date, she'll call you and say, look, what are you doing later on? I ain't doing shit. What you doing? Oh, hey, this is when you check him at the door. Oh, she must be that motherfucker taking you out to dinner, huh? Yeah. Are y'all having fun? No. How's that pussy doing? It's okay. Well, how about this? Why don't you go ahead and order me a steak and some shrimp on the side? And why don't you bring that shit over and cook this shit so I can get that pussy, all right? Okay, you sure? I mean, if you're not busy, girl, bring that ass over here. Stop bullshitting. Now I gotta go. Goodbye. Click. And she will go right to you, sit right across. This is why she ain't shit. She'll sit across from you and tell you. As she's leaving, she'll dial a girlfriend and say, "Girl, call me 3 minutes. Call in 3 minutes and just hang up." And she'll sit right in front of you and listen to your boy ass conversation. Phone rings. Hello. Yeah, what's wrong, Mom? Oh, no, I'm on a date, Mom. And then the guy's like, oh, my God, what's wrong? Well, okay, Mom. Oh, wait, don't worry. No, it's just my mom. She's not feeling good, but I do want to enjoy the day, so, you know, we can kind of hurry up. Would you like to eat? Oh, I kind of hungry. You know, I love to get a steak and some shrimp. She'll take two bites of that shit, wrap it up, give you a hug, and this is why she ain't shit. She will
Ooh,
give
why
you a
telling
hug.
All of it? Oh, my God.
Man, I'm trying to tell these guys what is and not what could be. She will give you a hug. And then as soon as she'll act like she's walking up the steps and you kind of pull around that corner and you're like doing a Toyota jump, freezing in the air, she's going to run in the house, go get a paper towel, clean her pussy off, throw some water on her face, go fix her makeup, fix her hair up, go get those real sexy-ass underwear. She's going to get a nice little loose-fitting outfit. It's not tight because she know when she get over your house, you're going to rip that shit off anyway. So she needs you to have access to that. She's going to get herself ready, brush her teeth, and she's going to go out. But then before she walks out that door, she's going to call your dumb ass and say, Oh, boy. Well, I just want to let you know my mom's okay, and oh, thank you for the day. It was so long. It was a great day, but, you know, I think I really need some rest, and thank you so much, and good, you have a good night, and you go, because I got 35 seconds to go, because I got to take my wife out to dinner so we can laugh at you motherfuckers. But anyway, she'll hang up the phone with you while she's in the car with her girlfriend. Girl, oh, my God, you about to fuck me, man. Girl, girl, you remember I told you how he piledrived that pussy, how he spin and worked those hips? And then what's even worse, real quick, her girlfriend is going to say, girl, where does he work? Oh, you know he works here. And guess what? You have just set yourselves up with two pieces of ass. God damn it, I'm the Dean, www.themanmindset.com. I want to thank my girl Shawnee, first and foremost, for hanging in there. Got to give my love to Gigi, T. Smitty, and the fellas that's listening. Big ups to Greg Doss and my boy Rhyme. Got number love for you. I got to go, because guess what? I'm about to take my motherfucking wife out, because I got some push-up fucking to do myself. I'll see you later, bitches. Peace.